Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader, Aaliyah. Hey, I want to thank all of our sponsors before we get started, but you all can go ahead and hit that share button so that you can encourage each other, we can encourage each other, we can empower each other with the I am statements at our topic tonight. But you all hit the share button while you're doing that, and we're getting other others on. I'm going to be thanking our sponsors. So thank you. Contact them to learn how to network effectively, create a solid customer base, and get coaching on your home-based business startup. Contact business coach and travel ambassador Cornelia Brown. Also, you can check out her website at redrosecm.com, and or you can get started with one of her with her business as low as only $25 to get started in your own business. So reach out to business coach, travel ambassador, as well as when I tell you all around, evangelist, but yes, elder Cornelia Brown, 404-786-0873 is her contact number. And then you have the sound that you heard. The voice is our singing voice you heard with the intro song. Her name is Deidre Novette. I want y'all to look her up. She has an go out and support her. I tell you, you will be blessed. You won't even blink an eye on what you paid for it, because I'm telling you, it's worth that and even more. All right. And then we have Ultimately Unique You. We can get your beautiful accessories, ladies, for handbags, you have your purses, whatever, ladies. Instagram.com/ultimately unique the letter U. And then our next sponsor, guys, the next sponsor is Detoxing With Me on bit.ly/onfire2live. And so On Fire to Live, you can visit on there in your detox product, wellness product, or if you want your coffee to curb site. All right, and then we have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design is your one-stop shop to your business products, your promotional products, anything that you need customized, whether it's for your business or personal needs, they got you covered. My Biz Boss, because business is motherhood, and business and motherhood is one and the same. Come connect with other moms, multiple operational managers at mombizboss.org. Also, guys, I want to give a special shout out to Come Dance with Mina. Y'all see my t-shirt. Woo woo woo! Dance, don't waste time. Don't waste the music. So we do that on the month of August. We're going to be doing Mondays and Thursdays. We usually do 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But thank you, Dad, for Mina. Actually gave us, sent me out a T-shirt. And they know I'm a purpose midwife. So they say, purpose by God. So, yeah, I tell you, that's so on time. And we're talking about him. So thank you. And then finally, guys, if y'all have not gone out to Amazon, I have several books out there. One of the ones that's going to be like confirmation for tonight is called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And so those affirmations are going to be like solidifying what we're going to be saying. And then thank y'all for joining and welcome to the show. And I'm telling you, prayers, affirmations, and declarations will bless your socks off because it is just like it says. And it's going to confirm so much tonight on some of the things we're going to be sharing. And let's see. Tonight. Thank you to all our sponsors. So if you have not already started your watch party or hit that like button, go ahead and do so because I'm ready for you guys to join me tonight. Tell me about these I am statements. I want to hear your personal ones. And I want to also, I'm going to share some with you guys, but I want to show you what is your personal I am statement or what is one that's in your spirit. So if you want to join, hi Annette, welcome. All right, not a problem. You are so welcome. Thank you so much for joining. So if you're interested in joining tonight and you don't want to be seen, thank you for joining us on Zumba as well. But if you want to, great evening, Prophetess. So if you want to come on the screen or if you're having problems coming on the screen, because sometimes we've had some people with that, and you just want to share, you can actually dial into the number 9-2178, or you can click on the link. Now, if you don't want to be seen, you don't want your face on the screen, turn your camera off and just come on. We want to hear your voice. Otherwise, you can dial in to the 929-477-2178 number, and that will actually bring you onto the online radio show with us, and we'll be able to hear you from there. We won't see you. So those who are camera shy, you don't have to be seen, but I want to hear your voice. If you have dialed into 929-477-2178 and you want to share, you press the number 1, and I can actually bring you on. Well, we'll hear you now. Keep in mind, you won't be seen for those of you who are camera shy. But I'm going to get us started while we're waiting on people to join. Again, you can click on that link and come on with us live. But I'm going to remind you, because I think tonight, as the Lord gave me this topic yesterday, I think many of us needed a reminder of who we are. You know, we've had so much going on. We just needed a reminder. That's all. So greetings, everybody. Thank y'all for joining. So the first thing that I want to remind you of is that you are a gift. I am a gift. So, hold on, y'all. I am a gift. Sorry about that. So I am a gift. And next, I am affirmed, right? I am a gift. I am affirmed. I am chosen vessel. I am chosen. To join us on the radio, online radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this great evening?
Hello there.
Hello. Hey, how are you? Can you
hear me? Good. How are you?
Great. Do you have a statement that you want to share with us this evening?
Just wanted to, tonight is...
Can you turn your volume up?
Hello out there. Can you all hear me?
Now we can, but we can't hear you. Now we can hear you. Now,
okay. I just wanted to share with the listeners on tonight, whenever the topic was discussed on, I am. I thought about that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what the Bible tells us. But, you know, as a black woman in today's society, in today's world, you know, I just want to say I am enough. I am enough of who God made me. I am enough of everything that he's given me. I am enough as a human being. I'm just simply enough. And so tonight, for every woman that's listening, just know that you are enough on tonight.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for allowing me to share on tonight.
You are so welcome. All right. Have a great evening.
You too.
All right. So we share on the radio show online. And she said her I am statement is I am enough. She said many women, you know, you have so much going on and life happens, things happen. And sometimes you even in your own mind, you're like, am I doing enough? Am I enough? And she said, I am enough. Thank you for typing that, Prophetess. She types for her. She said, I am enough. Love it. I am enough. So we started out with, I said, I am a gift. And then she said, the minister said, I am enough. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, you don't have to be seen on camera. So you can either come on with me and turn your camera off, or you can dial in on that phone number and we'll just hear your voice. Either way, if you want to be seen, you can click the link and be seen, or you can click the link, turn your camera off, and we won't see you. We'll just hear you. If you want to share tonight, because I tell you, we're going to encourage each other with those I am statements. She said, I am enough. I said, I am a gift. I said, I am chosen. I am a chosen vessel. So I am a chosen vessel came out of Acts 9 and 15 for me. I am a chosen vessel. I'm chosen by God. I cannot allow circumstances, situations, or anything else tell me anything other than that. I am a chosen vessel. That's it. That's all. It's not an explanation. I don't need to give explanation. I don't need validation. I am a chosen vessel. All right. Anybody else want to share? Want to share? Again, you can dial in at that 99 number, or you can feel free to click on the link and come on the screen with me. If you want to be seen on the screen, leave your camera on. Otherwise, turn your camera off. Join me, and let's chat. So the next one, I'm bold and confident. I'm bold and confident, and I found out a scripture for that one as well. I'm bold and confident came out of Ephesians 3 and 12. You are bold and you're confident. I am bold and I am confident. I don't care what the circumstance that you've encountered earlier today. Guess what? You are bold and you're confident of what you've had to deal with, okay? Anybody else want to share? 929-477-2178. If you're camera shy, if you're not camera shy, click on that link. Come on with me. And if you're not, if you are camera shy, you can still come on and turn your camera off. You don't have to be seen. All right, next. I am victorious. And that one is coming out of 1 Corinthians 15:57. I am victorious. So you tell your circumstance whether you've overcome it already. In fact, let me go ahead and tell you a secret. You have already overcome it. See, you're just awaiting manifestation of you. You think that, oh God. But at the end of the day, understand that you're already victorious and you're just awaiting the manifestation of that. It's out here. It's here for you. Next, because you got to tell yourself, you got to tell yourself, because as you speak, it becomes what you say it is. I remember saying to someone last week, what you continue to think and what you continue to speak, you're giving life to it. So be intentional about what you're speaking and thinking, because you may be giving life to something you don't want to see. You continue to speak opposite of what you want to see, right? Next, let's see who's going to share next. Y'all go ahead and click that link. All right, I got some more for y'all, but I don't want to be the only one talking tonight. I want y'all to share. The next one is, I am purpose. There is a purpose. So I don't care if you don't understand what that is right now. My prayer for you is that God gives you that answer to your question of what's your purpose and plan. But there is purpose and plan for your life. meant to prosper you and not bring harm to you. There is a life, right? Next, we have triumphant. I am triumphant. You know, he's caused us to triumph. And so you got to understand, regardless of when something comes against you, when thoughts come against you, and try to put, say things that don't belong to you, say things that are untrue. Guess what? Understand that you're triumphant. You don't even have to fight a battle that's a lie, because you don't have to spend the energy on it. God's going to go ahead and take care of that for you too. So understand that I am triumphant. All right, guys, I need y'all to either dial in 929-477-2178 or click on that StreamYard link. Now, again, I have plenty for y'all, but I want to hear from you. Next, I am talented. So many people be like, well, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I can do. There is something that you can do. That's another one. I'm gifted. You are gifted, and that's something that you don't have to think about. It comes to you secondhand. You don't even have to try. It comes so easily for you. It comes so easily to you. What is that? So I am talented. I am a warrior. The Spirit gave us, as I was talking to my cousin today, I am a warrior for Christ, because that's what we heard as the Lord was speaking to her. He said, I'm a warrior for Christ, because that's who she is. She is a warrior for Christ. So for you intercessors, that's who you are. You are a warrior for Christ. Your next one is, you are an heir with Christ. So understand that you're royal. That's another one I didn't even write down, y'all. I am royal. I am royalty. And I am an heir with Christ. Understand who you are and take your rightful place. So, you know, some things may have knocked the breath out of you, but I need you to, you know, come out of this position and rise up and understand that you're royal, that you're triumphant, that you are royalty, and that the battle has already been won, right? All right, Lady T has one. She's ready. Yay, Lady T, you have one for the I Am statement.
Put my spirit this morning, and even an extension of that is that I am complete. Where I am right now at this time in this season, the word of God says that he would make us complete and lacking nothing.
Yes.
So everything that I need to be, everything that God has called me to be, now I am complete in him.
Yes.
So, I am enough for whatever situation, whatever comes my way, whatever he asks me to do, I'm enough because I am complete in him.
Amen. You know, I think some people get it twisted. It's like, well, when I get to this point, I'll be complete. Or when I have children. No. Those things don't complete you. You're already complete. So thank you for that reminder. We're already complete. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Anybody else want to come on screen with me? Again, you can come on screen just like you can just share by voice, turning your camera off, and we'll actually see a black screen, but we'll hear your voice loud and clear. And that's all we want to do is hear your voice. What is your I am statement? From what she just said, made me think about I'm more than a conqueror. Because you are that man. You are not just anything. You're more than everything, right? All right, next one. I am a new creation in Christ. I am a new creation in Christ. And that one came from 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am a new creation in Christ. You know, people like to throw your past up in your face, but you can tell them that was that person. And that was then, but this is my now, and I am a new creation in him. So I know that person. No, I knew that person because I'm no longer that person. I'm a new creation. My past, you tell them of the present and who you are in him, okay? Because you're a new creation. You're a new creation. All right, next, you are, or I am, the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. And your confirmation in that one is 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am the righteousness of God. Okay? I am the righteousness of God. Next, we have, I am God's workmanship. Mm-hmm. In another version of one of the translations, it says, I am his handiwork. So I am God's workmanship. I am his handiwork. That one comes out of Ephesians 2 and 10. So understand who you are. Don't allow anybody to tell you anything otherwise. Okay? I am a citizen of heaven. Y'all heard me. I am a citizen of heaven. I live in the citizen of heaven. And that one comes out of Philippians 3 and 20. I am, as she said, complete. I am completed. Christ came out of Colossians 2. And when I posted on Saturday, I had on, I just posted it yesterday, I think. I had on a face mask and I had on I Am Unstoppable t-shirt. And so Mr. Unstoppable, Terrence Lefferidge, and I were talking back and forth, and he said, I love it. And so I'm giving him credit for this one. He said, I am unstoppable, and I walk in unstoppable faith. I am unstoppable, and I walk in unstoppable faith. You got to understand, even when it tries to come in, something comes to challenge you, tell yourself, I am. Oh, yes, I am. And yes, and to add to that, Lady T, I am loved with an everlasting love. I tell you, I am loved, and I'm loved unconditionally, and I'm loved. Understand that when someone tells you anything other than that, you know, be it whatever, you tell them the truth, which is your love with an everlasting love. I'm justified and redeemed. That comes out of Romans 3 and 24 as well as Ephesians 1 and 7. And so you are justified and you are redeemed. So you don't need anybody else to justify you. It's already been done. Let me tell you that. I am justified and redeemed. So I don't need you to justify me and I don't need you to redeem me because my Father already did. Drop the microphone, drop the phone, drop whatever you need to drop. And tell the person that when they want to tell you something else, okay? I am fearless. I'm wanted. I love it. I'm wanted, yes. And I'm fearless because when things come as a challenge or things come that's unknown to you, things try to allow fear to kind of seep in. But you tell, okay, I'm fearless. Because remember, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. So I'm fearless, right? I'm wanted. I love that. I love, love, love it. And, you know, every now and then, you have to tell yourself this one. I am who God says I am. Growing up, you know, people may tell you, you're just like your mom. You're just like your daddy. You're going to be the yang and the whatever. No, no, no. Have looked like whatever. But my presence. God says I am, and therefore I know that I am. Okay? No, it's a knowing. And I love to say that, y'all. It's not about somebody telling you this. It's about a knowing. It's something that you know, as the old preacher says, it's something you know. I love that. And then, so I want you to, I just wanted to remind you all tonight that you are exactly who God says you are. And if you just need some of these confirmations, just remind you of some of these confirmations. Again, I have a book called Declarations. It's out in ebook land. It's an ebook. And I think it's like $2.99. It's like, doesn't cost much. But it's just an affirmation, a book of affirmations and prayers to remind you of who you are. And then I also have a book available for those who use a book still. I have that available. You can email me on fireandinspire@gmail.com and find out more about that purchase. But I just want to remind you tonight, I want to remind you that you are enough. You're loved with an everlasting love. You're triumphant. You're victorious. Purpose. There is a purpose and a plan for your life. You are what was that one? That Lady Seawright said. She said, Minister Seawright gave y'all, I matter, I'm loved, and I'm enough. Something else she said. Ah, it'll come to me, possibly, y'all. But I wanted to remind you that this pandemic, the loss of a job, the loss of loved ones, does not dictate anything, and it doesn't of who God says you are. You are exactly who He's called you to be. This is the hour for your light to shine. This is the hour for you to rise up. This is the hour for you to know who you are. I don't want you to allow a challenge, a past mistake, or anything else to tell you other than you are who God says you are in this hour. As your purpose, I speak to that inner person. I speak to that spirit. I speak to that gift that's lying dormant. I speak to that dormant spirit, and I out now in the name of Jesus, because it's time for you to shine. It's time for you to thrive. I want you to say to yourself right now, I'm not a survivor. I am a thriver, because I thrive in that which God has called me to be. All right, Sherry, I love that. I am virtuous. Yes, thank you for sharing. I want you to know that tonight is your reminder, your wake-up call for those who had gone to sleep. For some of you sleeping giants, this is a reminder to remind you that you are virtuous. Thank you, Sherry, for that. You are wanted. Thank you, Lady T. You are loved. You are everlasting love. You have been redeemed. You are triumphant. You are more than enough. You are who God says you are. There is no more stagnancy. There's no more time for it. There's no more stagnancy. It's time to no longer walk in that fear of yesterday. And it's time to rise up and walk in who God has called you to be for today. This is your hour. This is your time. And I'm not talking about what people say, you know, you're at the right place at the right time. No, this is your time. This is your time for not just for you to shine, but for in you and through you. It's time for you to understand that there is a purpose and a plan for your life. So if you don't remember anything else tonight, I want you to remember the I am's that were shared tonight by Lady T, by Sherry, by Nicole, by everyone that shared tonight, by everyone that shared tonight. I want you to remember the I am statement. And again, you can go out and get prayers, affirmations, and declarations out on Amazon, on any of the digital apps, actually. And just know that you are who God called you to be. I'm healed. I am somebody. I had enough to tell. Yes, I am peace, and I am a warrior. Yes, God. Thank you. Woo. Yes, God. I'm going to say those again, y'all. I am healed. I am somebody. I am the head and not the tail. I am a warrior. And for those of you who have had finances try to challenge you, you are the lender and not the borrower. So you said, I am the lender and not the borrower. And you tell that debt or that financial situation, I am debt free, because you go ahead and put it out into the atmosphere. So I am debt free. I am living in my overflow. I am walking in my more than enough. And everything that's concerning me. And for that healing one, prophetess, you done started something, girl. I am healed, not just in your physical body, but in your mind, your thoughts, in your emotional status, in your mental status. We speak healing over everything that concerns you, because that is your portion today and from this day forward. That is yours in Jesus' almighty name. Woo, prophetess, you just stirred up something, girl. I tell you, I just want to get up and run, y'all. I love how the Father gives you what you need right when you need it, right? And that's one thing about, I tell y'all all the time with this show, I'm the mouthpiece that He's choosing to use. This is God's show. I'm just the mouthpiece that He's choosing to use in this hour. I was going, keep going. I want you to. because if there was no more response and no more interaction, I was going to end it. You know, I don't flow unless the Holy Spirit continue to flow. I just stop unless he continue to flow. So if God is giving you more, do so. You can either continue to type, or if you want to, you can dial in to you. But you continue to flow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all, I just want you to understand that you are more than enough. You are more than enough. There are some of you that's been sitting on some gifts for so long. More sitting down. It's time for you to do what you're supposed to do. It is time. This is your time. This is your hour. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I tell you. Wow. The I am statements, when God hit me with that yesterday, I was like, woo. The I am statements were just a reminder, because sometimes, like I said, when things try to come against you as a distraction or just to come and kind of interrupt your standard programs, you know, interrupt your, what, how do they say that? Regular program, when it's coming to kind of take you off kilter for just a moment. You just need to remind yourself and remind that thing of who you are in Christ, or who Christ has called you to be. He's called you to triumph. He's called you to triumph. He's called you to be victorious. Amen. Amen. Anybody else have one to share? I am an I am statement. You can click on the link and share, or you can type it and I'll share it for you. But I am healed. I love that. I'm loved. I'm loved with an everlasting love unconditionally. I am a believer. I am a child of God. I am a conqueror. I am saved. I am, girl, yes. I am a money magnet. Yes, I am a money magnet. For those of you who have had some financial challenges, you say, I am a money magnet. They become money magnet. Now you can continue to declare that I am debt free, and you watch it manifest. You're like, where did this come from? We talked about that earlier with, and one of the young ladies was telling me that her daughter is a money magnet. And so you go ahead and declare that you are a money magnet. God earns so much. It is so funny how he'll just do it so quickly. Within hours. Within hours. God is faithful. I am. Wow. And, you know, again, I want you to come out of the survivor mode and not just overcomer. Yes, you're an overcomer, but you are a thriver. You're not just overcoming something. You're thriving in it. You didn't overcome or survive. You are thriving, and you're victorious. You're vivacious. Life is new for you. It's like that new creation. You're springing forth. And so people have been telling me, girl, you are glowing. That's what I'm seeing for many of you now, that there's a glow, because that light which you carry, that light on the inside of you, is radiating. Our light. You are life. Oh, that's another one. I'm life. Yes, God. Who you are. And understand just that. I am. I'm life. I'm light. I am living out what God has called me to live. I am a living example. I am a living example of who he, of someone who he's using, that said, well, God, I don't know if I can. Mm-mm. It's not about what you thought you knew. It's about who he called you to be. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And when you start doing it, you start with the training wheels on, and it's okay with that. Okay, that's how we all start. As you get comfortable in that new skin, you're going to see yourself thrive, and the training wheels come off, and you're just going to be like, wow, did I do that? Most High, yes, ma'am. Mother Mary, yes. I am a daughter of the Most High. Yes. And for those of you who understand sonship, I am a son. Oh, my God, for those of you who understand sonship, whoo, Jesus, I am a sister. See, we live in these, as my old pastor used to tell me, we live in these earth suits, as she used to call it, or, and I heard someone say, these physical tents, but we are spiritual beings. I am a spiritual being that is used by God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So for she said that I literally heard that I'm life right before I said it. She heard I am life. And she said that is for the depressed people. You are life. For those of people who are depressed, who have things have been battling your mind and your thoughts, you tell yourself, I am life. Regardless of things trying to come and tell you otherwise, I am life. I want you to tell yourself that right now, I am life. Don't say it in your mind. I want you to say it out of your words, out of your mouth. I am life. And I have life more abundantly. I have abundant life. Yes, God. And we cancel depression. We cancel fear. We cancel anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. You on it tonight. Yes, God. Yes, God. I am a best-selling Christian fiction author, as God says I am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am a best-selling Christian fiction author, as God says I am. Amen. And Mother May, I'm going to confirm for you. I see a net post today, and she said that the Holy Spirit told her to release her book. But man kept telling her, you need to wait. But she said, no, I got to do what God said. And in a week's time, she sold 1,000 books. So, yes, ma'am, as you be obedient, you walk in obedience, you will see what he says will happen, manifest. You will see what he said. I hope somebody caught that. You will see what he said if you walk in obedience. You will see what he said. Woo! Y'all done bless me now. Y'all done bless me tonight. I love it. I love it. Y'all know what? You can't even plan how God does things. You can't plan it. I can tell you, as you walk in obedience, you can see the fruit of it, but you can't even plan it like he does it. Because I was about to, amen, congratulations, Annette, they said. So, y'all, I tell you, as you walk in obedience and just seek him, I will see what he said. Yes, ma'am, thank you for posting it. Amen. As you do what he's calling you to do, and just walk in obedience, not even understanding it. You don't have to understand that, because personal testimony, God told me, go back to the beginning and watch my hand. And I thought it was something like 20 years prior, but it wasn't. He went all the way back. He said, oh, you going back to your origination, back to Carolina. So after being in Georgia, all of my, I said, you got to go back because I called you to that region. And so, Jesus. So, I want you all, many of you, you got to understand when God says move, you ain't got to understand it, but you got to be obedient. You want that. You're going to see his hand all over. You're going to see the manifestation of the promise. It may not look like what you thought it was going to look like, but I promise you, you're going to know it's him. No man. No organization is only going to be able to get credit for what God is doing in you, through you, and for you in this hour as you walk in obedience. I promise you, oh my God, when I tell y'all I feel it in my spirit so strong, there is somebody that needs to hear that. That there, as you walk, you will see God's hand like never before. So walk in it. Do it fearful. But remember, tell yourself, I have no fear because I'm fearless. Tell yourself I'm bold because I walk in that. Even in the place of the unknown. You know, you might be trembling doing it, but do it anyway. I am obedient. I walk in obedience. I do what my Father says do. I will pursue as he taught me to do what he's called me to. I will pursue what he's called me to. I will pursue it. Because as you pursue it, you're going to see his hand all in it. just like Annette. As she was obedient, in a week she saw 1,000 books getting sold. So you walk that thing out. I will see what he said as I do what he said. So, my goodness. Anybody, I don't bless my socks off the check on the online people. If you're on the online radio show and you want to share, press 1. I bring you live. I do what God says to do. I do what my Father says to do. Yes, ma'am. Walking in obedience. You don't understand it, but it's not for you to understand. You just move in the unknown and watch him give you the vision for it. And you continue to see it. As you take a step, it'll unfold. As you take another step, it'll continue to unfold. And sometimes he'll give you a glimpse of it, but sometimes you can't even handle the vision of it. And if he gives you the full vision, you say, now hold on. I'm going to give you a bite at a time and a bite at a time. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell y'all, I am so excited for you tonight. I'm excited for what God is doing. I'm excited for the wonder tonight that all of us needed in all of these I am statements. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Y'all done blessed me tonight. I tell you, anybody else got anything to share? Anybody else got anything to share? Anybody else? Woo, my goodness. I am. Wow. For some reason, there is a tearing in my spirit. Somebody either going to come down and share something in a minute. There's a tearing, so either I'm gonna drop something in my spirit to share. But usually y'all know I just jump on off. But there's a tearing for some reason. And I don't know who it's for. But if God is giving you something, an I am statement, or even something in your spirit that's so strong, I want you to share it. Because guess what? You gotta be obedient. It's not out of knowing, but it's about being obedient. It's about being obedient. Oh God, I feel that strong. Ooh, Jesus. my God. I am. There's somebody that ain't walking in obedience. We gonna wait on you. We are. Because what I want you to understand that there is someone that which is in you, they need that. It may be something that God gave you, not that God gave me, but God gave you tonight. I may be before you. Somebody else just come on. If you have an I am statement and you want to come on the screen, I want you to click on that link that I just posted. If you don't want to come on the screen, you don't have to. You can just type it and I'll share it for you. But there is someone. Thank you, Jesus. The steps of faith are off. Well, anyway, love it. I am enough. Yes, God. I am enough. Yes. We said I am enough. Like 3 times tonight. That is like when I tell y'all, so much confirmation. But I want y'all to understand that in this hour, the cloudiness, I heard the word cloudy and I start seeing fog. So even in the fogginess, even in the cloudiness, do it anyway. Like Lady T said, she said that you're going to do it in with shaking feet, but do it anyway. God is saying this. As guide you, I need you to be confident in that I'm leading you. You're not leading yourself. So what you're doing is you're allowing him to drive the car, but you're just actually doing the physical. You're just sitting there, and he's doing the driving. He's being it. Do it anyway. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Y'all know what? Y'all got to put. Say, I am. Statement. So on fire to inspire. However y'all want to do it, I don't care. I'm not getting. This is God getting the glory. But do it anyway. That hit my spirit, Lady T. Do it anyway. Beyond understanding it all. God has given some of you some things that he said it's time for the birthing. And I remember one time we were on a prayer call. The ladies intercessory team that I was with years. Walk by faith and not by sight. Yes. And I heard the Lord said that the birthing was taking place again, and God just showed me the vision I saw. And all of y'all, yeah, Son of Spirit, y'all, put me on. I'll be on the Spirit. Now, family members who have children. Picture being in your bed and God says to you audibly, the burden has begun. So this is what you're hearing right now. I'm taking y'all to where I was because I need y'all to see this, because this is what God is saying to you. I need y'all to be in that bed right now with your eyes closed, and you're audibly hearing God say, now as your eyes are closed, and I want you to see baby crowning. That's what God's saying for you right now. Do it anyway, because it's time for the birth. It is time for that baby to be born. You've been sitting on it too long. You've been like swaying too long. But should I? Well, is that you, God? He says, yes, it is. I need to go ahead and birth the baby because it's already crowned. Woo! My God was like, Jesus. He said, do it anyway. Time for that baby to. Time to give birth to that baby. You know, there's a piece that I wrote in On Fire to Inspire called Purpose. So it's time for you to push out the purpose that you've been pregnant with, that he gave you when you were born, before you were born. Because, see, he knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Okay? So before you were born, it's time for you. It's time. Woo! Somebody type it's time. Oh my God. It's my God. Yeah, when I tell y'all I just want to get up and run. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is time, y'all. So do it. Let's see if the music on for us. So do it. But anyway, it's time for the birthing, y'all. It's time. The baby is crowning. And so I had to, because when I saw that visual and I heard it all over again, y'all got to understand, God gave that to me several years ago. And so it had to be at least 2 years ago. I don't even remember. Because we were on that prayer call every morning at 6 a.m., I want to say for 3 or 4 years straight. Obedience. Hallelujah. But there are some people out of your obedience. God, you're going to see some things birth, but you got to walk in obedience, not understanding it fully, but doing it. Doing it shaking. I promise y'all, when God told me to do On Fire to Inspire almost 6 years ago, December 9th, 2014, we need to do this. First, it came out as a book. Then it came out, yes, it's time. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. And, oh, God, hold on, y'all. Let me catch myself. I got to get myself together. Jesus. When God said, there was the unknown, and it was the fear. Y'all, as an intercessor, y'all gotta bear with me for a minute, because y'all know I'm a cry baby. As an intercessor, I'm feeling some people's spirit right now. That's why I'm tearing up. And I need you to understand the magnitude now. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. I need you to understand the magnitude of what you have on the inside of you. It's so bigger than you. And it's so much bigger than you can even imagine. And so that's why he gave me. He put me back in that apartment that morning, seeing that. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. And he said, it's not the birth. And so I want you to take this so serious. I want you to take this as a life and death situation, because it's time for the birthing to happen. As you birth that thing, there are some more people that's going to be birthed right behind you, because if they're waiting on you, they can't be birthed. You don't know you to do. Woo! Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. My God, my God. I need you to be obedient, y'all. It's time for you to walk in obedience. It's time for you to walk in the knowing. It's a knowing at this point. I am who God says I am. It's annoying. Even when you see the clouds, because God allowed me to see clouds and fogginess for a reason. So some of you are unclear, but God says, do it anyway. I've told you what to do, but you're doubting what I said. So he said, take the doubt out. Take the fear factor out. He said, do it anyway. Woo, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. My God. That's why we couldn't end tonight. Yes, God. Woo, base mother. Oh, your mule. Oh, my God. Y'all, my God, my God. Anybody else have anything else to share? Woo, I already told y'all, I walk in obedience. I walk in straight obedience. I don't plan the show anymore. I let God do it. I don't plan topics. He give it to me prophetically. My God, my God. My God, my God. It's all him. It's all him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I want y'all to go back. If you missed any of the show, I want y'all to go back and listen to the I Am statement. I want you to go back and down. I have a book called Affirmations and Declarations. It's an e-book. It's on Amazon. It's on, I think it's on Barnes & Noble. And I know it's on, all of your digital outlets. Look up Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. Those affirmations are going to be your confirmation for tonight. And those prayers are going to bless you as well. Prayer God actually allowed me to pray for people in a dark season of my life. See, y'all don't even understand how God can use you in your pain to birth some other things for others. And so I didn't have a clue. And so many people didn't have a clue what I was going through. But God says, it's not about you. It's about you in this place. Because now, because you're going through this, now you know how to speak to that thing that she's dealing with. Hallelujah. Oh, we got somebody want to call in. Hallelujah. I love how daddy works. Welcome to On Fire Inspire. Who's sharing? We're waiting on you. The Holy Spirit had us going until you came on. Welcome. What you got to share with us tonight?
Well, it's Miss Joyce White. How are you?
Great. How are you, Joyce?
I'm great.
Hey, you sharing my I Am statement, or what are you sharing with us tonight?
My I Am statement.
All right, let's go.
All right. I am blessed, happy, prosperous, and loving.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, God, yes. Hallelujah. I tell you, I don't know how much heard a few moments ago. When I tell you, the Holy Spirit just let me remind that it's time for us to birth what's been dormant. And so even in the fog and the doubt and the unclarity, the unclarity, but you just got to believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thank you
Amen. So
much for being with us tonight. We've been waiting on you.
I know.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for sharing. Did you have anything else to share?
I just want to tell everyone out there that's listening, you know, when you have a purpose, a passion, sometimes you have to be afraid and do it. It's time to jump out the boat. Let's just do it. Mm-hmm. You can do it afraid, but let's just do it in Jesus' precious holy name.
Yes, God. She said, jump out the boat and just do it. In Jesus' precious holy name. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, because that was confirmation on what it is. That is so confirmation. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Father. I tell you, don't y'all just love how daddy does? She came in, said, I am confirming the thing. And then she said, get out the bed and do it again. So, y'all, I tell you, now I feel free. I feel free. So, I said what I believe. Anybody else before we close out? Before we close out, anybody else have an I Am? I'll read it. or you're welcome to come on the screen with me. Click on that link if you want to come on the screen. If you don't want to be seen, you can actually turn your camera off and still say it, and we'll see the black screen and hear your voice. So that's fine. However you want to do it, or you can dial in like Joyce did. But remember, yes. And if you want to sow into this fruitful ministry, y'all can actually sow into this fruitful ministry at $onfiretoinspire. I always forget. Somebody said, Aaliyah, you never tell us how we can sow. So y'all can sow in $onfiretoinspire, or you can go purchase any of my books. They're on all of your digital outlets. But I hope it's blessed you tonight. I hope it reminded you tonight of who you are. And for those of you, I hope it was confirmation for you to stop sitting and stop doubting and start doing. Time to stop sitting, stop doubting, and start doing. Do it anyway. It's time for the purpose and the plan to manifest in your life. You're going to see the greater happen. And y'all, it's not by happenstance the Lord gave us this topic tonight on our first Tuesday of the month. And it is the month of August, which is the number 8, which is new beginning. This is your new beginning. And we're declaring the new in everything. So thank y'all so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I am your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader, Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah. I'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. Tell a girlfriend, tell a friend, tell a brother, whoever. Let them know that it is time to walk this thing out. No longer sit. Fearless, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are unique. You're loved with an everlasting love. You are redeemed. You're triumphant. And it's time to walk it out. Love you guys. See y'all next week.